going to reshape IBM, do you think?
IBM is going through a very big and extended period of transition, of changing the organisation. We've seen they've recently sold their PC business to the Chinese manufacturer Lenovo. The company is shifting away from its history as a computer hardware maker, getting much more into computer services, so things like support and maintenance and consulting and running big companies' IT systems for them. And that requires a very different type of organisation from the one that IBM used to be in the past.
What's it going to look like when it's done then? Is it going to be a brand name with a series of things hanging off it?
The IBM brand name is still going to be there, you know, and it still carries an enormous amount of cachet. This is still, you know, the biggest IT company. It's the biggest IT services company in the world. There's a lot of change going on there. There's a lot of change going on in the wider industry. IBM, I'm sure, will say that the cuts they're going through now is going to make it stronger, leaner, meaner, and a lot more focused on trying to make it the sort of organization it's trying to be.
Interestingly, the job cuts are not actually happening in call centers or among programmers or anything like that, are they? They're actually quite far up the pecking order, so to speak.
I think IBM has recognized that it's got a lot of good quality staff in terms of the doers, and it's not uncommon within any large organization that's going through this sort of rationalization. It's quite often the middle layers, the middle managers, who tend to be the ones that are taken out in this sort of scale of cuts.
Brian Glick of Computing Magazine.